Broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
Hey, it is a great day because the Hurricane Watch has been canceled. That doesn't mean you have to just like go out and play because we're going to have some very serious storm surf. Inland flooding is definitely possible. The surf is the most dangerous, of course, with the rip currents that are possible. And localized flooding, also a definite possibility. Downpours, thunderstorms, the threat of heavy rain and flooding would be greater, of course, if Lester moves further to the west than it's currently forecast. The winds along the latest forecast sustained to just about 39 miles per hour. That's tropical storm force just below it. So only a small change in the track of Lester could result in higher winds. They're keeping an eye out on this, of course, the National Weather Service and the Department of Emergency Management keeping a strong eye on everything. Just make sure that if you go in the water, you know what you're doing, because the waves are going to be 15 to 25 feet, locally higher sets along the east-facing shores today, expected to diminish on Sunday. All right, that's our weather. We were very nervous about Hurricane Lester. And the good news is the hurricanes that come to us from the north aren't as powerful as the hurricanes or tropical storms that come from us at us from the south. Like Darby was coming to us from the south. Iniki was coming to us from the south as well. Just a little something to remember in the future. All right, we've got a great show for you today. And if you're on your way to play a round of golf, and a lot of people are, there are tee times. A Volcano has a 9:10 and a 10:30, and it's 65 degrees. That's very warm for a Volcano. Makalei has a 10:20. Folds of Honor Patriot Golf Days in full swing this weekend at Poipu Bay, a 9:50 and a 10:30. Turtle Bay, 8:30 to 10 o'clock, wide open on the Palmer and Fazio courses. Olamana has a 9:08. Wailea on Maui, a 9:45. And Maui Nui has a 9:32. It is Patriot Golf Month in Hawaii. Before you get out to play around, you may want to stop by Liliha Bakery on Oahu and pick up the Poi Mochi Donut. Yeah, your people are going to like you if you come up with a Poi Mochi Donut. It's something new from Liliha Bakery. So it's Patriot Golf Month, Patriot Golf Day across the country. This month in Hawaii, there are par three contests at 22 golf courses around the state. Last Saturday, Poipu Bay held their par three contest on the seventh hole with the director of golf, Craig Sasada, manning it all day long. It was a great day. They raised a lot of money for Folds of Honor, and Folds of Honor raises the money for scholarships for those people left behind, the spouse, the families of someone killed in action or someone who was maimed in action, so that those people can get the education they need to be successful in life. And before we get to Emmett Markulis, the head professional at the Bay Course at Kapalua, where something extremely cool is happening, you may want to fly to Maui just today, tomorrow, this weekend, because you'll find out after we thank the people who make this show possible.
The Golf Club, brought to you by Poipu Bay Golf Course. 18 championship holes. Hosted PGA of America Grand Slam of Golf for 10 years. It's an outstanding golf course for golfers of all abilities. The Poipu Bay Golf Course, Kauai's South Shore gem. The Signature Steak and Seafood Restaurant. Beautiful, juicy steak. Excellent seared futukake ahi. Excellent wine selection by the bottle or the glass. Signature Steak and Seafood Restaurant with a beautiful view from the 36th floor of the Ala Moana Hotel. Valet parking. And Futura Stone. Futura Stone's master craftsmen can turn your building, company, or home into artwork. Futura Stone. Only the best. By Claude Brousseau, Master PGA Professional, two-time Aloha Section PGA Teacher of the Year, Vision 54 Coach, and Aim Point Certified Golf Channel Lead Coach. You need a lesson with Claude Brousseau. Liliha Bakery, Danielle's favorite. Always perfect. Breakfast, lunch, and or dinner is Liliha Bakery. At the counter or at a table, feel at home with friends. Great food and the delight from the bakery to take home. Like old times at Liliha Bakery. And by Raynor Doors, the overhead door used to protect the Lamborghini showroom. provide lasting security and safety for your business, rain or doors. And Creative Plumbing. Whether you're a building, a shopping center, a store, a custom home, or townhouse, call Creative Plumbing, because it has to be done right. Creative Plumbing.
So there's no hurricane watch in effect. We do have a high surf advisory in effect. Stay out of the water unless you're very experienced. And it's a great day to play a round of golf. It's a great morning to play a round of golf. It's not raining heavily yet. That's probably coming later today. So if you want to get out and play a round of golf, today would be the perfect day. If you're in the military, or you were in the military, if you're a veteran, Emmett Markulis, head professional at the Bay Course at Kapalua, welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Excellent, excellent. Emmett, you guys are doing something outrageously great for the military members, veterans, retired, active U.S. military, complimentary golf for U.S. Armed Services. Did I say free?
Yeah, that's it. That's it. You heard it right. You know, we see it as it's something small we can do. It's an opportunity for the golfers to say thank you to our servicemen and women who do so much in so many areas. So, today, tomorrow, and Monday from 11 to 1, golf is free. Come play.
11 to 1 o'clock. So there's 11 a.m. to 12:50 p.m. You can get your tee time set for complimentary golf for the U.S. Armed Services, veterans, retired, active U.S. I mean, this means if you could fly over to Maui, if they come with their family, do they get free golf too?
It's only for men and women who have done service in the military. But when you bring family, we're happy to give them as much aloha as we can.
Excellent. So this is the Patriot Golf Weekend for U.S. veterans and military, September 3rd through the 5th, the 11 a.m. to 1 o'clock tee times or 12:50 p.m. tee times. Complimentary golf for U.S. Armed Services, veterans, and retired and active U.S. military. There's a four-day booking window. I'm not sure what that means.
That means you can't book outside of 4 days out. But as it is, the special, the promo, what we're trying to do for our servicemen and women started today. So, and it ends on Monday. Basically, we're hoping to just catch anybody and everybody who has an opportunity, is on the island or coming over, to come on in and play some golf with us.
Fantastic. And this is for the Bay Course, or is it for the whole resort?
The whole resort.
Plantation Course and the Bay Course.
We're both doing it, absolutely.
That's really phenomenal. That is an amazing gift to Armed Service, active, retired, veterans. Awesome.
We consider what they do to be an amazing gift as well.
Emmett Markulis is the head professional at the Bay Course at Kapalua. It was the home of the LPGA Kapalua Classic. Morgan Pressel won in 2008. Unfortunately, that was the only time it was played. You know, always looking for sponsors. That's one of the most difficult. I think the LPGA, the strength of the LPGA now, just might bring somebody so that maybe when they're on the Asia, one of those Asia legs that they do, they could stop by in Hawaii, get used to the time zone, and then move along after playing a tournament here in the islands. The Bay Course is something that we don't get to see a lot on television. We see the Plantation Course. Tell us, Emmett, I was surprised at how much water there is on the course.
Yeah, well, we have two holes that are literally right on the ocean. So that's kind of our calling card, so to speak. You know, the Bay Course is really the hidden gem up at Kapalua and on Maui, for that matter. People come out, as you said, to see the Plantation because it's on TV, and it's got so many fantastic views, and the holes are amazing, and you get to see the tour players play it. But the Bay Course is a hidden gem in and of itself. We have a par 3 that is right over the bay on the ocean. We have a par 4 that heads right out towards the ocean. And then the rest of the golf course is a beautiful, fun golf course. And the staff at the Bay Course is second to none. And, if I had a number one goal as the head professional at the Bay Course, it would be to bring that LPGA tournament back, because I think it would help people understand what they're missing if they don't play the Bay Course.
I know that, like, my friend's Alex Maselli, he's the publisher of Golf Week magazine.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Alex Maselli and Bob Bupka, Janice Self, the producer of the Grill Room Golf Show, whenever they're on Maui for the Kapalua event, they immediately, they're playing the Bay Course. We're going to go play the golf.
Yep, they're regulars. First thing in the morning, they're regulars. When they're out here, we expect them every day.
That's fantastic. You teach. Do you teach on course, or do you teach at the, where do you teach?
Well, we have a golf academy that's staffed with world-class professionals who are there simply to teach. You know, I run the golf operations at the Bay Course, so I don't get to teach as much as, you know, I'd probably love to, but that's for those guys. They're the experts. They're the specialists. And every now and then when we get too many people and we don't have enough pros, I can jump in and spread my knowledge.
Yes, well, that's as the head professional, I would like to take a playing lesson with you on the Bay Course. And I'm going to go back to the water feature. Is there like a lake on the Bay Course? Because I've got this beautiful picture of the Bay Course, and I've featured it on Twitter and my Facebook page, and it looks like there is a reservoir or a small lake.
Yeah, we actually have a couple. Small is the operative word there. I wouldn't call it a lake, but they're really nice little water features. We have one that's just left of our 17th hole par 3. It does have a bit of a feature. It's got a fountain type of thing out in the middle of the water, and then the hole previous to that, 16, you have to hit over in order to catch the fairway off the tee, is another little
reservoir. Is it a forced carry, or can I?
It is a bit of a forced carry, yeah, unfortunately.
Oh,
yeah.
Darn.
Yeah, not everybody likes them.
You do have a drop zone, though, for
of course,
those of
of
us.
Course.
Yes.
Yes, indeed.
The grass is beautiful. What do you have on the course?
Bermuda grass. It's the pretty typical grass for tropical areas. And our superintendent is doing a fantastic job. The course looks as good as it's ever looked. So, you got to see it. Got to see it if you can.
Absolutely spectacular. Now, around the state of Hawaii for the month, usually on the mainland, they do Patriot Golf Day over the Labor Day weekend. And you can go into the pro shop. You can give a dollar more than your green fee, or you can do whatever they have a jar for you, or they're doing different kinds of events. Like Hawaii has made it Patriot Golf Month. So all the courses can do a little something when it suits them best. And like I mentioned at the top of the show, at Poipu Bay, last weekend they had their par 3 contest on the 7th hole at Poipu Bay. So when are you doing your par 3 contest?
We're going to do ours on September 23rd. We wanted to make sure we had enough time to plan it out and get prepared and give people time to find out what we're doing so they could tee it up that day and donate. So we're doing it September 23rd. It's going to be on hole 12. Basically, you'll get an opportunity to hit the green, and if you do, you win a box of balls. And in order to buy that opportunity, it will likely be about a $10 buy-in.
That's it. $10. $10.
$10.
Yes. And good. So on the green is the box of ball. What if I get a hole in one?
Well, you know what? We haven't thought about it. We're going to have to think about that.
That's what Poipu Bay did. You know, they had a hole in one prize. They didn't tell me what it was.
Yeah, we're gonna have to think of a good one.
Two boxes of balls. There you go.
That's right.
There.
That's
okay.
Right.
This is on September 23rd. So, give me some tips on how to play number 12.
Well, number 12 is it's a pretty straightforward hole. It is we talked about earlier. It is a forced carry. It's over a little ravine, so you want to take plenty of club. There's no hazard on the other side of the green, so worst case, if you just take too much club and be a little bit long, you're usually fine.
Okay.
Front left bunker and a tree front left as well. So if you like to draw the ball, it's the hole for you.
Perfect. This is Emmett Markulis. He's the head professional at the Bay Course at Kapalua. And there is more to Kapalua than the Plantation Course and the Bay Course, although that's wonderful. But for a lot of people, golf is a wonderful stroll. They don't really feel like they're getting a real workout, although they're exhausted afterwards. They haven't really sweat. You know, that sense of sweating. That's the same thing a lot of people feel about swimming. They've got to run, right? They've got to run, or they got to go work out at the gym so they can really feel like they've done something. That's kind of what tennis does.
And right.
I understand that tennis, you have a beautiful tennis facility.
Yeah, world-class tennis facility. We got 10 courts, and we're starting to do a lot of different things, trying to get some packages together and some different lesson ideas. So we got a new director in, but it goes by the name of Jason Purcell. Great guy, knows what he's doing. And the tennis garden is on its way up.
Tennis garden. How many courts do you have? Do you know? I mean, 10. I'm asking the head professional of golf.
Yeah, 10.
So you have 10 courts, and do they teach there too?
Yeah, absolutely.
A friend of mine went to San Francisco to take lessons. I think she went for the shopping, but she also went for the tennis lessons. So I could have told her, hey, you know, they've got this really great tennis garden at Kapalua. Go over there for lessons.
Yeah, you don't need to travel to San Francisco. We got it right here.
Right here, okay. And so we've got at the Bay Course right now, in case you're just tuning in, and you happen to know someone who has served us in the U.S. military, veterans, retired, active U.S. military, you can play at Kapalua, the Plantation, and the Bay Course today, tomorrow, and Monday for free. The tee times, 11 a.m. to 12:50 p.m. You didn't hear wrong. Free. No charge. Gratis. Complimentary. Awesome. Thank you so much. This is Kapalua's Emmett Markulis, head professional, the Bay Course. Thanks for being on the show.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Awesome. Aloha.
Aloha.
Yeah, we're going to be talking more about the different courses, including Turtle Bay. Turtle Bay is planning their Patriot Golf Month event. They've got that, but there's also a fantastic event for professionals and amateurs alike. It's the Turtle Bay Open, and that's coming up in October. And Travis Jerger, the director of golf, will be on with us later in the show to talk more about that. If you didn't know, the hurricane watch has been dropped. Of course, Hurricane Lester's still wandering around north of us, so ever vigilant we are. There is a high surf warning for the east-facing shores of Kauai, Oahu, Molokai, and Maui, and the surf is high, 15 to 25. That's 15 to 25 on the east shores. Right now they're trying to prop up Kamehameha Highway in Ka'ava so that we don't lose a lane. It's been that rough on the east shores for the last couple of years. But before we talk about what's happening with the Turtle Bay Open, we're going to talk about the things that are going on. We've got a lot of demo days. A lot of demo days are happening this month for Patriot Golf Month in Hawaii. And it's all about equipment. We're going to talk with Jerry King, president of Jerry King Golf, director of golf at McKenna Golf and Beach Club on Maui, right after we, of course, thank the people who make the show possible.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
Take the red carpet elevator 36 stories straight to the sky to the signature prime steak and seafood atop the Ala Moana Hotel. Kama'aina specials nightly, like three-course meal with salad, entree of miso butterfish or 16-ounce prime ribeye, truffle mashed potatoes, and dessert, all for only $56.95. Live pianist and happy hour nightly with bar food discounts to half off. And there are three rooms for private parties for 8 to 45 guests. For reservations, call 949-3636. The Signature, Prime Steak and Seafood.
Have you ever seen a building or a magazine photo or traveled to a place that captured your imagination? Futura Stone's Master Craftsman can transform your vision into a reality. Does your project call out for a permeable pavement, parking area, pool deck, plaza, or grand entry? Bring us your plans. Futura Stone's unique outdoor products and services can turn your resort, building, or home's exterior into an oasis that will last a lifetime. Call Futura Stone, 841-7440 across Hawaii. Futura Stone, only the best. As we jet from place to place, we buckle in knowing they maintain their planes daily. They don't put off repairs till the next month. Your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your water line, sewer line, or fire line broke at the worst possible moment. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or commercial center, high-rise, townhouse, or hen house. You need your job done now. Done right. That's Creative Plumbing!
Your experts on call.
Poipu Bay on Kauai South Shore has reopened to rave reviews. Come play our newly renovated greens. Bring the family, invite some friends. When you stand on that tee box and see that view, you'll know why Poipu Bay makes any day special. Come join the Aloha. Visit our pro shop and take home a memory at Poipu Bay, where golf is played. Call 808-742-8711. Your tee time is waiting.
Wow, what a beautiful day. Let's go back in the clubhouse and listen to Danielle Tucker.
And welcome back in. Of course, when you go to demo days now, you'll see Callaway, you'll see TaylorMade, you'll see Titleist, no Nike. You won't see Nike no more. Jerry King, PGA, Director of Golf, McKenna Golf and Beach Resort, and of course, President of Jerry King Golf. And you can see him on or inside Golf Magazine. He's also on Golf Channel, Golf Academy Live sometimes, Golf Magazine Top 100 Teacher, Golf Digest Top Teacher in Hawaii for 8 separate years. And welcome to the show, 5-time Teacher of Hawaii, PGA of America's Teacher of the Year Award in Hawaii. You have so many accolades, Jerry. We could go on and on.
Well, thank you, Danielle. Good morning, and always great to be on your show.
Thank you. So I was interested in Rory McIlroy. Rory McIlroy says he's not going to make a decision about which club he's going to use, which manufacturer he's going to switch to for maybe a couple of years. He's just going to play with his Nike clubs. And I thought, where's he going to get service and parts?
Right when he was just getting used to them, right?
Yeah.
You know, it's a new product, and now Nike's getting out of the golf club business. And, you know, there he is. But you know, I think he'll be fine for a little while, but I'm sure that he's in discussions with, you know, a couple companies, and he's just not talking about it yet.
Yeah, more than likely. I understand that his house was turned into an equipment showroom, as was Tiger Woods. Everybody was sending them everything to get them to switch. But when he says he's going to play with his clubs, I know clubs can be repaired, but they use them so much. Don't they go through clubs quickly?
Well, not necessarily going through quickly, but he has definitely more than one set. He has his gamers. That's what we always call it, right? Our gamers, our gamer set.
Okay.
And you've got duplicates of that. So in case, you know, something goes down, he can immediately pull another driver in and pull more wedges in. So so he's prepared. He's ready to go. And I know that he switched his putter. So he's now, you know, went straight over to Scotty Cameron, and he's got a Scotty Cameron putter, but it's a face balance putter, which he's never putted with. So that's interesting to go from a toe-weighted putter to now go to face balance to try to change things up. And, you know, he's obviously hoping to do a lot better with the flat stick.
Yeah, he's changed coaches, putting coaches. He's changed his grip. He's got, like, one finger is straight down the putter shaft. It looks awkward in a way. They did a focus in on his hands and how he was holding the putter. But he's been having such difficulty. Do you know what precipitated this problem with putting? He used to be so dead on.
You know, I mean, you know, I think he's the only one that fully knows, but what is that cause? I mean, it's not as bad as we all think it is. I mean, he's Rory McIlroy. I mean, you know, we all know how good he is as a player, but definitely that's a little gap that he's wanting to fill in and take putting to the next level. And, you know, that's why we have coaches. That's why we have the technology. We're always looking to get better, and, you know, he's on his mission.
Excellent. When it comes to the equipment industry, I was just watching a report about rounds played down on private courses by 1% or so, rounds on public courses or munis up by 2.2% in the month of July. Equipment, hard goods sales down a bit. Of course, Nike completely quitting the industry of golf when it comes to hard goods, continuing with their soft goods, and they want to become the leader in golf apparel and what have you. What do you think of this? Is this a correction because of an overheated industry too much?
You know, I think in regards to Nike, and this is just my my personal view on it, is that Tiger Woods was, that was their horse. And they wanted to ride Tiger to say, all right, he's going to take our sales to the next level. He's going to have his own brand within Nike. He's going to be our Michael Jordan, you know, of golf. And, you know, come on, he's Tiger Woods. He's done such a phenomenal job, not only growing the game, but growing the product sales for Nike. And so with Tiger not, you know, being that force anymore, I think that was the big contributing factor for Nike. Now, overall, I do think it's an adjustment. You know, I mean, especially being on TaylorMade staff for many, many years, you know, TaylorMade going to a $1.5 billion company selling golf clubs. Where do you go from there?
Yeah.
Very hard. What are you going to take it to $2 million? So it's very, very difficult. It's a tough business. It goes in waves. It has its peaks and valleys. We've been in a valley for a little while, but I think with the technology, most players are looking at it going, you know what, how much better can it get?
How much
better can the technology get? So yeah, I think it kind of hit that little wall.
That's true. But, you know, they go to the moon and they come back, or they go to Mars, they go to Jupiter, wherever they go, they come back and they've got some new way to make the metal do something even more spectacular, right? Which is fascinating.
Exactly.
The metallurgy of this whole thing is fascinating. You know, you can't even keep up with the physics. So my question, so they gave Tiger 8 years from 2008 to 16, kind of to come back. That was a lot of patience on the part of Nike. And then to fold up, I always thought it was because of Tiger Woods. And I'm so glad to hear you say that. Jerry King, director of golf, McKenna Golf and Beach Resort. And as you official starter of the Kapalua SBS Tournament of Champions, can't wait to see you. And of course, with TaylorMade Board of Director, are you still on the board?
You know, I'm not on the board. I'm on the national advisory staff.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Greg Nichols, as soon as I went on and worked with TaylorMade, Greg Nichols stood in and took my position on the presidential advisory board. He did a phenomenal job. But it's great to be on their staff. It's a great company. And you know, it's interesting. There's a lot of interesting things going on with, you know, you get the battle between Callaway and TaylorMade and different executive staff moving around. So it's fun to watch right now.
When you talk about the battle between TaylorMade and Callaway, the first thing I got to ask you is TaylorMade's for sale, isn't it?
That's right.
So what are they? Are we in negotiations with a buyer? Is Adidas still interested in selling? Are they going to, with Nike going out, are they going to hang on to it?
You know, I think it's in the process right now. I mean, I'm not exactly sure exactly who's in the process of purchasing it, but Adidas has thrown it out there. And I think what's interesting, one thing that I've been looking at, is that you've got Callaway has partnered with Top Golf, which I think is very, very smart. Top Golf is an amazing company that is growing very, very fast. And all of us as PGA professionals in the golf business, how can we make golf more fun?
Yep.
How can we make it more accessible? And Top Golf, you know, it's a very high-level practice facilities that include a lot of food and beverage, and they're in Dallas, and they just opened one in Vegas.
Hey,
TaylorMade is partnering with Drive Shack, so they're starting to do the same thing.
Okay. Okay. I was reading about this. Top Golf is a party. You go and it's like going to a nightclub. You're having your beverages, you're having your food, you're having music, you're having fun. And there happens to be a place where you can hit golf balls and hit targets, and they light up in the dark. I had Top Golf on the show earlier this year. Unfortunately, the price of land in Hawaii is so high that, you know, the idea of having 18 acres available for a Top Golf location it's going to be too pricey. But, you know, I said, well, we can go to Vegas now that you're opening, because that's the ninth island.
Exactly.
Right. Thank you for opening one in Las Vegas. It makes it so easy. So Top Golf has really escalated the funnel of young people into the game. They may not play as much as we'd like them to play, but it's a start. So tell us about, so this is Callaway and Top Golf getting together. So what's Drive Shaft?
So Drive Shack.
Drive Shack. Got it.
Drive Shack. Yes. And so it's a new company. So Fortress Investment Group is a $70 billion investment group. And who knows, they might be talking with TaylorMade, but they're starting the company Drive Shack, and they're partnering with TaylorMade. And so there's some real excitement there to where you see Callaway doing it with Top Golf. You see TaylorMade doing it with Drive Shack now. And so it's going to be Top Golf's competitor.
So I'm going to have to get Drive Shack on the show.
There we go.
Talk about where they're going to open up and see if they'll pay for the 18 acres that Top Golf says they need. I want one here. It sounds like so much fun. Yeah, the true party. Okay, so another thing that happened that's interesting, and I just came upon it, and you know all about it because you know the player, Sean Toulon, taking his company Toulon Golf. He left TaylorMade. Let's see, he was behind the Rosa line and the Spider designs for TaylorMade.
Correct, and he had his hands in a lot more than that. But he did specialize in putters, but from all the metalwoods. He was a senior vice president with TaylorMade for many, many years, and he was pretty much the heartbeat, the heart and soul of innovation and really, helping taking the products to the next level and bringing in new and innovative products. So when he left TaylorMade and started his own putter company with the milled 303 stainless steel putters that he was doing, he did that for a little while, and now Callaway has bought his company. So now he's senior vice president with Callaway and general manager for Odyssey brand within Callaway. So that was a very good score for Callaway. And, these companies are always looking, how do we take it to the next level? Because people are always wanting to get better. So how do they make the products better? So they got a good one in Sean Toulon. So,
Toulon, why did he leave? Why did he leave TaylorMade?
Well, I think he did it to start his own company. He wanted to branch out and, instead of working for someone else, he wanted to work it for himself. And then he built this putter company, and then now Callaway has purchased it. So he's done well as a businessman. And then they've courted him and said, come on, we need you, step in. So I think he looks at it as another challenge and how to build a company within a company. So.
Yeah. I love what he says. Dedicated to crafting putters as finely tuned instruments, possessing both rare beauty and exacting precision. I feel like I'm getting myself a science, it's just an interesting philosophy, beauty and precision. In the putter industry, in the putter business, and there are so many putters, that's a facet of the golf equipment industry that has room to be innovative or different, or lots of different players come in and out. Is it because someone's always looking for the perfect putter?
I think, you said it great. Putters, it's that handcraft. That's your weapon. That's what closes the deal. That's your moneymaker. That's where you really make your scores with a putter. And so somebody needs to give Scotty Cameron some competition.
Ah.
And so Scotty Cameron is the man out there when it comes to putters. So Titleist, has had that partnership with Scotty Cameron. He's the best in the industry at what he does. Sean Toulon, I believe, is saying, hey, I need to be able to compete because he feels like he is as good or better than Scotty Cameron.
Sure.
So I think it's great to see that competition within the industry. And, you got Bob Bettinardi, a great putter maker there. Bettinardi is fantastic and creates a good product. But nobody's been able to really do it like Scotty Cameron. So it's fun to see competition coming up and trying to stand up next to it.
Fantastic. All right. On a completely different page, I want to turn to what you do with Golf Magazine and the tip section that you've got in Golf Magazine. Is there one that you are most familiar with right now that you can share with us?
It's a good question because I've done, many with Golf Magazine. And you know what? It's always fun when I'm doing these articles or if it's being on, the Golf Channel and Academy Live, that you're not going to help every single person with whatever, tip or philosophy or information that you're sharing. But you hope that you make a solid impact with that, collective few. I would think one of my last articles is being able to, how do you keep that club in front of you? Now, what does that mean, the club in front of you? You hear it. Like tour players saying, well, I got it trapped behind me. And I had an article a few months ago in Golf Magazine to where I said, track it to success. So track the handle of the club when you start to swing back. So everybody out there, being a right-hand golfer or a left-handed golfer, if you can imagine a laser coming out the end of the handle, when you're starting your swing back, you don't want that end of the handle to point to the target. You don't want to have a lot of hand action. So if you keep that handle, like a laser's coming out, pointed towards your body for, let's say, the first 12 inches of the swing back, I call that tracking the club back. So it keeps that club pointing in front of you instead of it fanning open or getting off plane and going around you. So I felt like that was a very powerful feel to where if you can do a rehearsal and have that grip handle pointed towards your body, keeping your hands quiet for the first 12, 20 inches of the swing, that starts the domino effect. So if you keep it clean in the first few inches, the rest falls into place.
Well, when I do that, I really have to keep my arm straight, my left arm.
That's right. You know, and if you want your arms soft, you want to keep them extended. And there you go, Danielle. You know, but it was that good grip. It was that the heel pad of the left hand for you was the game changer.
You should have seen me at the driving range with Jerry King. We're talking with Jerry King. He's the director of golf at McKenna Golf and Beach Resort on Maui. And we were at a demo day at Prince, and I was just frustrated. I, you know, not really so much frustrated, as just baffled, or I just was, you know, uninformed. You know, sometimes you just have to, you got your eyes kind of cloudy and you're just going to hit balls and you really don't know what you're doing. And then someone, Jerry King, gets a hold of you and you get the opportunity, because he really doesn't take any new, I'm not certainly a client or his patient. That's the first word that came to mind.
Bling doctor.
Yes, but he saw something and he goes, do this. And I have never driven the ball like I drove the ball with Jerry King. I just was like, wow, look what I've become.
Wow. It was pretty amazing. Wow. I mean, I was impressed with wow. Danielle. I mean, you started, and that's the thing too, is that for you, your breakthrough was finally feeling the club light. When you get it in the fingers of your hand and you start setting the club and you get it light, you get that club head speed.
Yeah.
So it was fun to see that. And I said, I'd love to see you compress the ball. If you're like, the look on your face, if you hit it, you know, 200 yards and you're like, wow, that was fun.
200 yards?
You got a full 195.
For me, you know, that was like amazing. That's amazing. That's amazing. Anyway, it was just a blast. Who are you teaching? I know you have, you know, you follow your students, you're constantly in touch with them, and you can do the beauty of what we've got in technology, Jerry, that since we've started talking, I don't know how many years ago, let's not even talk about that, it's changed so much, and you can stay in touch with your people via video with such ease. Tell us about that.
You know, it is great to be able to have the technology and how it's, transformed golf instruction throughout the last, let's say, 10, 15, 20 years. And with me, it's as easy as using my iPad or my iPhone, using a smartphone, and I use the technology V1. So V1 is the software, V1 Golf. And, Sam Sear, for instance, you know, I've been teaching Sam ever since he was at King Kaleke, you know, in Maui, and, you know, now he's playing on the Asia Tour and doing the Canadian tour and going around. So he was just in Taiwan last week and playing in an event. And it's amazing. I can just sit there and he can send me the video, and within 2 minutes, I can have a full video analysis back to him.
Wow.
We can discuss it over FaceTime. And then it's like he's right here in my backyard or right over here at my club at McKenna. You know, so
the technology is amazing. So it's fun to be able to work with all of my students, not only my tour players, you know, like Sam that's traveling internationally, but my members that, you know, have their home back on the mainland and they go back, and I can sit there and work with them the whole time like they're still out here on Maui.
Yeah, because that's the whole thing. You can take a look where they're having a problem, or, you know, maybe they don't even know where the problem is, and you can just look at the video and you can spot it like bam, right? I mean,
that's the thing. It's the little things, and it's being able to find out, you know, that first domino. It's like, hey, you take your car into the shop, you want to make sure, or even going to the doctor, you want to make sure that they're working on the cause and not the effect. And that's what coaches are really good at, is that let's focus on the one thing that creates 10 more positive things. So that's why it's important. And the video allows us to see that one little thing. And it could be just
ball position. If your ball position is too far forward,
yes,
that gives you a weaker grip, or it opens your shoulders. So being able to understand what is that first domino that affects the rest.
It's interesting. I bet there are a lot of people just like me. When I put the ball down, I think, all right, is that the right place? Do I have it right? It feels right. It looks right. But you know, there are times when you watch somebody else, you can't see it yourself, but if somebody can look at it and see it for you, and you can see it in tour players, when you watch commentators, like Jerry Foltz is coming on in a little while, and they can see it because they're players, but they're watching and they've seen the player so often, and they can say, you know, that didn't work really good because his ball was too far forward in his stance. You know, you just note it. You'd think the player would notice that because they've been playing for years, but not necessarily.
You know, that's the interesting thing about the tour players, Danielle. You're right. I mean, they always go back to basics. I mean, I've always used that the little four letters, BPGA. Do you want to BPGA, ball position, posture, grip, and aim. That's what the tour players are doing. They're going back to basics. They're not sitting here reinventing the wheel and trying to make it complicated. It's very simple. The first four dominoes are the most important. And 90% of the time, that's what they're working on.
Exactly. And that shows up every time when a commentator spots something when a ball goes amiss. And it's always something really basic, like Jerry King, director of golf at McKenna Golf and Beach Resort, pointed out. He's on Golf Channel Academy Live. He's also featured in Golf Magazine. He does tips. Morning Drive did something interesting when they were asking people what part of your game falls apart when you're under pressure. Your driver, your irons, your short game, your putting. And what I thought of, okay, so whatever it is, what do you do about it? So you just answer the question. You go back to basics.
That's exactly right. And, you know, and it's different for everyone. I mean, what is that? You know, when things are going or the pressure's on or, you know, let's say your athlete's not feeling fully up to par, pun intended. Uh-huh. You know, what is that? So is it your driver that starts, you know, slicing or hooking? Is it your wedge shots that you start hitting thin or fat? Or is it putting? Do you start, you know, missing your distance control? And that's where the three putts come into play because of distance control. So whenever you find out, it's so good to go back to basics, and it could just be good breathing. It could be going back to your ball position, making sure your grip's not getting weak. You know, but for each his or her own, it's always different.
You know, I watch Arya Jutanugarn and on the LPGA Tour, the girl uses a 2-iron. I know it's not the same 2-iron that we've talked about for
the old butter knife.
So she uses a 2-iron. She puts the driver in the bag and doesn't even carry it with her and uses that. And while we watch other people who depend on the driver, I mean, Day, Spieth, Jordan, Dustin, Johnson, when their driver is on, it's like their leading club. With Rory McIlroy, maybe more than anyone, it seems to fuel their game. They get confidence. But when it's off, it's like they're out there trying to find it. And when Tiger was wayward more often than not, I just, use your irons, Tiger. Forget the driver. Stick with the clubs that are working for you. It's just interesting to see how a club can just abandon you. And then,
yep, that's great insight. Look at Henrik Stenson, how much he uses his 3-wood.
Yes.
And that was winning, that's what's winning major championships for him, is being able to, I mean, that 3-wood. When Jack Nicklaus was number one driver on tour back in his day, you know, the majority of that came from him hitting 3-wood tons because that was his go-to club, hitting more fairways, score lower, win tournament.
Yeah. Forget what everybody else is using. Use the club that you're most confident in your hands. Before we close, and Jerry King, I could talk with you for days. We didn't bring up PXG, which the Parsons Golf. What's fascinating about everything going on in the equipment industry is, you know, that with TaylorMade in negotiations, wherever they happen to be, Adidas deciding to sell off that division, and then Nike completely, we're going, bye-bye. And here comes this guy, you know.
Bob Parsons, yes. Is loving every bit of that.
Brash and sassy, you know. And he's making these really, really expensive clubs, really expensive, and they're flying off the shelves. How is this possible?
And, you know, I think he's done a fantastic job. You know, I mean, he took, you know, some of the engineers from Ping, they've moved over to his company, and, you know, what he's doing with, you know, sparing no expense, and it's all about the great materials and the great engineering, and he's using a lot of tungsten weighting, not only with his irons and wedges, but he's using it with the putters as well. Mm. You know, tungsten's a heavy weight, very expensive, so it's, he's sparing no expense, and I think with the timing, like you said, with Nike, you know, stopping their club manufacturing and and tailor-made, you know, with the uncertainty there. Bob Parsons is loving every minute of it. And I believe this month they're going to be coming out with another product as well. They haven't announced it yet, but PXG be looking this month for some news coming out of their office.
Interesting days in the golf industry. Never a dull moment. And Jerry King, thanks so much for being on the show. We're going to do this more often, right?
I hope so. Let me know anytime, Danielle. Excellent. Love being on your show. You're awesome.
And we'll have fun when there's like maybe a tournament, like maybe the Turtle Bay Open, and we can talk about the leaders and how they're playing. And you would be so good at that compared to me. I'd be just like the, you know, blah, 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 blah. And then Jerry would be like, color.
You're the best, Danielle.
Thanks so much for being with me. Aloha.
Aloha.
We're going to come back and talk with Travis Jerger, in fact, where the Turtle Bay Open is going to be held at Turtle Bay in October, right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Liliha Bakery is Hawaii's best. It's the home of Cocoa Puffs. Get breakfast, lunch, or dinner at both great locations, and breakfast is always available all day. After all, it's a Liliha Bakery tradition. Award-winning hotcakes, omelets beyond compare, and everyone's favorite melt-in-your-mouth butter rolls. Ooh. And at Nimitz, don't forget hearty, fall-off-the-bone tasty oxtail soup and prime rib, too. Bring the whole gang. Get reservations for 20 or more every day. There's ample parking in the entire lot. The holidays are here. Pick up those holiday treats. Come on, get to a Liliha Bakery now.
There's nothing like a good round of golf. Want to have more fun and play better? Golf easier with the coaching of master PGA teaching professional Claude Brousseau. Claude will simplify your game, scratch golfer or just beginner. As a two-time Aloha Section PGA Teacher of the Year, now with the Ko'olina Golf Academy, you will get great results and improve. Call Claude at 808-870-1422 or email him at claudeforbestgolf@gmail.com. That's Claude Brousseau at 808-870-1422. Have more fun and stop buying lunches for your group.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Poipu Bay. Call us for your tee time, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay.
What do the Symphony Tower, One Ala Moana, Waiea Building, JN's Lamborghini Showroom, and Park Place at Ala Moana all have in common? They used Rainer Hawaii overhead doors for their door and gate needs. Rainer, Hawaii's premier overhead door company. Provide lasting security and safety for your business by working with Rainer Hawaii overhead doors and gates. Great service, fair prices. Whether you need 80 doors or only a small repair, call Rainer Hawaii, 676-DOOR. That's 676-3667, Rainer Hawaii.
Yeah, yeah, a mongoose stole my ball. What's the rule on that?
Let's get back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
Sony Open in Hawaii is looking for volunteers to work in admissions and will call. They need caddies. They need shot link people. No experience necessary. They'll teach you. They need standard bearers. They need volunteer pool people who like will drive you around. They need people who will help with parking. They need people who will drive people around. They need gallery control. They need marshals. And if you're interested, all of this is necessary between the dates of Monday the 9th and Sunday the 15th in January. Go to Sony Open in Hawaii and let's get started. Now, you know, I know Travis Jerger, director of golf at Turtle Bay Golf at the Arnold Palmer and George Fazio courses, a six-time consecutive year winner of the PGA President's Council on Growing the Game. he's got a tournament coming up. Welcome to the show, Travis.
Hey, thank you, Danielle. Good morning, and thanks for having me back.
Absolutely. You've got the Turtle Bay Open. Is this the 18th Turtle Bay Open?
It feels like we've been on for 25 years, but no, it's this is the 14th year, and it wasn't always called the Turtle Bay Open. It used to be the Turtle Bay Amateur, and this year is the first year we are offering a professional flight. So we're bringing the top professionals, not just only from Oahu, but from the other islands, but also hoping that we get a few of the mainland pros to come over and want to tee it up.
Far so out.
This is an exciting year.
Yes, because that's what confused me. I always remember the Turtle Bay Amateur. There's the Turtle Bay Open, and then I saw professionals and $20,000 in total prize money. I'm like, well, this can't be the Turtle Bay Amateur.
they can't accept that much.
No. So what you've done is you've opened up what was already a fabulous tournament, the Turtle Bay Amateur, and you're bringing professionals, giving them, because we've lost so many professional events. This is great. What inspired you to do this?
Well, I can't take credit for it, obviously. We've got a great team up at Turtle Bay, and one of our lead professionals, his name is Joe Pack, and he's heading up the tournament committee. But yeah, collectively from, you know, our professional staff, we came up with the idea, and we're always looking to do something different, add something new and fun. And this was a way to, kind of do that. But, you know, we've been talking with a lot of the pros that, you know, they're just on the cusp of, you know, getting on one of the tours, whether it's the Japan tour or the Canadian tour. And that was their comment. Hey, we don't have enough events. And so it got us thinking a little bit more and more. And we're saying, hey, let's do it. Let's have it, you know, just as popular as the Mid-Pac Open,
yes,
the Hawaii State Open. And that's the goal, to, you know, build it over the years to, you know, get that participation level and get the purse level up to that as well. So
fantastic. With the Pearl Open gone, it just left such a huge hole in
yeah.
And then we also had an event on Kauai. We had one open on Maui, all of them gone. And now we've got the Turtle Bay Open October 21st and 23rd, all the way through 21st, 22nd, 23rd. The tournament is a 36-hole stroke play for amateurs. Tell us about that part of it first.
Okay, great. So it's a three-day event, but a two-day event for the amateurs, like you said. So Saturday and Sunday, October 22nd through the 23rd, we've got five flights that are going to be competing. We got an A flight, B flight, a men's net flight, which is a new addition. A men's net flight is basically, you know, some of our higher handicappers, you know, they're going to be allowed to use that handicap to work towards their net score, which will be awesome. So everyone can play on a level playing field. Then we also have the women's open flight as well as the women's net flight. So, you know, there's not as many opportunities for women to play golf in tournaments too. And so that was another thing. We wanted to get more participation from the women. And whether, you know, a senior golfer or either, you know, we're definitely going to have some high school, girls out there playing and, hopefully some just out of college, players. But I mean, we're opening it up to where we can get all levels, all ages, and create such a competitive and fun environment. So, five different flights for the amateurs, which is awesome.
We have this is for amateurs, mid-am, senior am, women's am, senior women's am. And it's great. I mean, we haven't seen that in a long time. So bringing it open to all the women, senior men, and the men, of course, have had more opportunities, and this is great to see the women's am and the senior women's am a part of this Turtle Bay Open October 21st through the 23rd, the 22nd and 23rd for the amateurs. Now, on the 21st, everything kicks off with the professionals. 54-hole stroke play. After 36 holes, the flights will be cut to approximately 50% plus ties?
Correct, yep.
That works out. So you've got the professional and championship divisions. Now, when you talk about the top high school players, whether girls or boys, what flight do they play in on an amateur level?
That's a good question. Most of them, you know, I would say 99% of those players are going to be playing in the champ flight. So they're going to be playing alongside the professionals for all 3 days.
Uh-huh.
And they'll actually be competing for the overall champion. So if they beat one of the pros, they're the, you know, Turtle Bay Open overall champion, you know, similar to how they do it for, you know, Mid-Pac and Hawaii State. But yeah, we're going to have a lot of those players. Last year, the Turtle Bay Amateur, our winner was Kyosuke Hata. So he's one of, you know, the best high school players.
Yeah.
And I believe he's a senior this year. And so we expect him to be playing again to defend. And hey, he may take out, you know, all the pros and win it all. But that's what's going to be also, you know, special for, you know, some of those top amateur players, is that they're going to be playing alongside the pro division and competing against, you know, the best that the state has to offer in the pro division. So
and that pushes
that'll be exciting.
You. That pushes you. I mean, that's the exciting part about this. When you give those kids a chance, the kids push the guys, the girls, you know, the professional, because all of a sudden you've got this little puppy nipping at your heels, right?
Yeah, yeah. more pressure on the pros, for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, but at the same time, it elevates the game of the amateur, the top flight amateurs, you know, the championship level amateurs, because now they know they're competing against the people with experience, the ones
yep.
that have done this, been there, done that, and they not only get the competition, they get the learning that they just don't get unless you're in competition with the best of the best, and then you
yeah.
then you grow. This is very, very great. Turtle Bay Open. Who do we get to thank for putting up the $20,000 in total prize money? $15,000 for the top, and about 50% of that goes to the top five, I think it is.
Yeah, yeah. All the, you know, the purse does depend on the participation, but we're pretty confident we're going to get plenty of players to make that happen in the pro division. But you know, we've got a lot of support up on the North Shore. We've got the Turtle Bay Foundation. They're actually going to be a beneficiary of this event. So we have a foundation up there that they support the event, but ultimately we're going to be donating money to the foundation. But we've got local businesses up there, you know, like Kua'aina,
yeah.
Terry Thompson. He's a great supporter of the game of golf, but, you know, he's a North Shore guy, and, you know, he loves Turtle Bay, and so he's one guy. But we also have Oakley. Jason Sakamoto is our local rep, and he's always been a big supporter of Turtle Bay golf, but also golf in general in Hawaii. And all the amateurs, which, you know, this is a fun thing. All the amateurs, as part of their entry fee, they're going to get a brand new pair of the latest and greatest Oakley sunglasses.
Far out.
So we got some awesome tea gifts for those guys. Unfortunately, the pros don't get the sunglasses because they're playing for the money, but all amateurs that participate, they're going to get that pair of shades. And so yeah, there's a lot of people to thank. You know, Turtle Bay Golf doesn't put this on to make money. You know, we put it on to, you know, hopefully break even. So all the monies that come into the event go back into the event. So yeah, it's kind of a combined effort, and that's what makes the event special.
Fabulous. We're talking about the Turtle Bay Open, October 21st through the 23rd. And this is the Turtle Bay Amateur opening up to create a professional level of professional flight. So professional golfers have a new opportunity, a new place to really hone their craft and compete for some money. And that, you know, that's what they want to be, professional golfers. Mm-hmm. And the only way to find out if you can cut it is to be able to play it, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
That's
true.
This
is Travis Jerger, director of golf at Turtle Bay Golf. Now, you're going to be playing, I understand, both on the Arnold Palmer and the George Fazio courses. So,
yep,
how does that work?
Well, the pro and champ flight, they're going to start on Friday, the 21st. And so they'll start on the Palmer. And then Saturday, they'll be on Fazio. And then for the final round, they'll be back on Palmer.
Oh.
The other divisions that will be starting on Saturday. They'll be starting on Palmer on Saturday and then finishing up on Fazio.
Got it.
So both courses right now are in fantastic shape, and our crew has done an awesome job. And Unfortunately, we're aerating the Palmer course this Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, but that means we're going to be in primo, tip-top shape by the time Turtle Bay Open comes around.
Wow.
And we're not, you know, we're known for making, you know, some pretty impressive and difficult tournament conditions, and our staff takes a huge, you know, huge pride in that, and
yeah.
So they get pumped up, you know, leading up to the event. And as everyone knows, they've done Champions Tour events, they've done LPGA Tour events, so they've got a huge passion for getting, you know, the courses in tournament ready condition. And so we're going to make it tough, but not too tough. We don't want it to be a U.S. Open. they could make it like a U.S. Open. You know, they've shown that before that they can do that, but it's going to be fair, but it's going to be a challenge, and it'll be a good test of golf.
You know, they say you're playing against the course, but you're actually playing against the superintendent.
Yeah, that is true. Yeah, don't make him mad, because
no.
Watch out. Right?
Yes. What's the stim meter inning? What are the putts rolling at? The golf courses are so different. This is a beautiful test because
yep.
The Fazio course has so many bunkers. It's like, oh my God, I am. You know, it's he really, really knew how to place them too. So it's a real challenge, and I love the Palmer course. It's inspired, and it's open, and yet it's not. You know, there's something wide in, and then you find yourself looking like, wait a second, I thought this was wide open, but it's not really. So there's some optics there that really challenge the eye.
It makes you think, that's for sure.
Yeah, doesn't it? And the greens are just spectacular. Love it.
Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Now, you're doing Patriot Golf, right? You're doing a,
yes.
Are you doing a par 3 contest at Turtle
yes,
Bay?
Yes, we are.
Okay.
Yes, we are.
When is that? When is your par 3?
So, we were hoping that we would be able to run it this Saturday, Sunday, Monday, but with the coming in storms, we decided to postpone it. So,
good
we're going to be doing it at the... Yeah, we wanted to raise the most money that we possibly could. And that's the goal. You know, we want to raise money for the Folds of Honor Foundation. And so we made that calculated decision that it would be best that we just postpone it to a later date in the month. So we'll be last weekend of the month of September here. We'll be running our par 3 contest on the Palmer course.
And on the Palmer course, do you know which hole?
We're going to be going for number 8.
Number
8 on the front 9. Yep.
On the front 9,
exactly.
Palmer course, so I could play 9 holes and participate in the Folds of Honor. Is that September 30th? Are we looking at that? I can't think of what the last Saturday or Sunday is. Good question.
Good question. I'm looking at my calendar myself. September 24th and 25th.
Okay, September 24th. All right.
Yep.
And great. That's great. So we're going to be really busy in Hawaii doing par 3 contests for Folds of Honor as we continue the Patriot Golf Month in the islands with par 3 contests. But you can always go to foldsofhonor.com and you can become a wingman. And you can say, I'd like to give $10 a month. And it'll just, you know, painlessly come out of your paycheck as your contribution.
You won't even notice.
You won't even notice to Folds of Honor. It's like a couple of lattes, right?
yeah.
One other question before you go. Travis Kirger, director of golf at Turtle Bay, and bringing us the Turtle Bay Open in October. You know, the foundation that's benefiting, what does the foundation do?
Okay. So, the foundation was started up by, Turtle Bay Resort, and we've got great leadership up there. Our CEO and our general manager up there, they were, two of the leading, individuals that pretty much got this up and running, but, it's our way, up at Turtle Bay to give back to the local community, the Kualaoloa, area up on the North Shore. So it's pretty much within about a 15-mile radius from the resort, reaching out all the way to Wailua, but then past, you know, roughly around Haula area. So last year alone, we gave close to $120,000 away in scholarships to, you know, the schools, to individuals for, you know, college, but also supporting local community events and schools. So It's really important to us to give back to the community and support, you know, those that support Turtle Bay, not just the people that come in and stay at the hotel and play golf, but also those that work up at the hotel. And we've got close to 750 employees up at that resort. And so, you know, we're basically, you know, supporting, you know, the children, the nephews, the, you know, the family members of a lot of our employees, actually. And so that's really cool. You know, we get to see the benefits on a daily basis from, you know, what we do with the foundation. So one of our biggest fundraisers for the foundation is to run the Turtle Bay Foundation Golf Tournament. We do that every May. So that raises a significant amount of money, but also the hotel, for every room stay, they set aside, you know, some money towards the foundation. So as people stay, whether they're local or visiting, everybody's contributing towards this foundation, which is awesome. And it's only a dollar per night per stay, but it adds up quickly, and it's just a really awesome foundation. So we're blessed to be part of it, and you know, it's going to be great to be able to give back to the foundation too. So
awesome. This is Travis Jerger. He's the director of golf at Turtle Bay, the Palmer and Fazio courses, hosting the Turtle Bay Open October 21st through the 23rd. Golfers from everywhere, mainland, Japan, wherever you happen to be listening, you can vie for $20,000 total prizes. Turtle Bay Open October 21st through the 23rd. It includes amateur, senior women's am, senior am, mid am, plus professional and championship divisions, 54 hole stroke play for the professionals and the 36 hole, and flights cut to approximately 50% plus ties after those 36. So it'll be a real tight finish. Thanks so much for being on the show.
Thank you so much, Danielle, and we hope to see you playing in that event. But you're going to be busy. You're always busy.
I'm always busy. You know, if it's not hurricanes, it's traffic, or it's Obama.
That's true. That is true.
I'll see you soon. Okay, Travis, thank you.
Sounds great. Take care.
Aloha. We're going to come back and talk with Jerry Foltz, Golf Channel on-course reporter, and he was at the Olympics. Right after this, my name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
Have you ever seen a building or a magazine photo or traveled to a place that captured your imagination? Futura Stone's Master Craftsman can transform your vision into a reality. Does your project call out for a permeable pavement, parking area, pool deck, plaza, or grand entry? Bring us your plans. Futura Stone's unique outdoor products and services can turn your resort, building, or home's exterior into an oasis that will last a lifetime. Call Futura Stone, 841-7440 across Hawaii. Futura Stone, only the best.
We're busier than ever, and some things can just wait. Washing the car, painting the study, or cleaning the screens. Your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your restaurant's water line broke at 10 a.m. or your building's hot water heater blew up at midnight. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or high-rise, retail store, or home. You need your job done now, done right. Your 50-foot sewer pipe won't fix itself. That's Creative Plumbing!
841-2837.
Your experts on call.
Take the red carpet elevator 36 stories straight to the sky to the signature prime steak and seafood atop the Ala Moana Hotel. Kama'aina specials nightly, like three-course meal with salad, entree of miso butterfish or 16-ounce prime ribeye, truffle mashed potatoes, and dessert, all for only $56.95. Live pianist and happy hour nightly with bar food discounts to half off. And there are three rooms for private parties for 8 to 45 guests. For reservations, call 949-3636. The signature, prime steak and seafood.
Let's see, 40 yards to the pin, wind in my face. Where's my wedge? I saw this flop shot on TV. Oh, not even close. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
And welcome back. Jerry Foltz, Golf Channel on-course reporter, joins us now. He's back from the Olympics. Welcome to the show, Jerry.
Thank you, Danielle. Good to be with you as always.
Absolutely fabulous. I'm looking at the leaderboard on the LPGA, and I'm amazed. I mean, Lydia Ko was languishing somewhere in the mid-pack, and all of a sudden I refreshed, and she's at the top of the leaderboard. She finished with a 64 today. Of course, the others haven't finished, but it just shows you, just as I'm thinking, well, looks like Jutanugarn is just, you know, Aria's going to just blast her way through. Then up comes Lydia. This is amazing. Brooke Henderson having a little trouble, but wow, is the LPGA coming on strong or what?
Yeah, it's enjoying a boom, and it has been for a few years now, of course, mostly because of the leadership of Mike Wan and his ability to have gotten all the players to invest in it and really take ownership of the property. But from a skill standpoint, when you have Arya Jutanugarn, who has the club head speed like no other lady in history that I've ever seen, bomb the ball even and win five times this year. You got the golfing savant, which is the best way to describe Lydia Ko, who only sees straight, never sees trouble, and just seems to get it done. Two totally different styles of play, but they are bringing out the people in large numbers to watch women's professional golf, which didn't happen for the longest time. And consider that all the North American events, I'm near Toronto right now for the Manulife, that typically the only people that showed up for were the American stars. And now it's become such an international game, and they've become so marketable to such a wide array of audiences that the fan support all summer long, all year long this year has been at an all-time high, and I don't see that getting any smaller in the future.
No, and you got to help me with this. I don't see it getting smaller either. And at this point, with the LPGA not having to depend on American stars, that's a very interesting thing that's happened. I mean, we're waiting for Stacey Lewis to find her clothes. We're waiting for a lot of young ladies to contend against Lydia Ko. And of course, Arya Jutanugarn. From what I can see, her last name is the easiest of the Thai golfers to pronounce, because I'm trying to P.K. Kongkrapan?
Kongkrapan, P.K. Kongkrapan, and then we had another Thai player doing very well today. She just bogeyed the last two holes. Her last name is Thanapul Bunyaris. Yes, absolutely. Jutanugarn is very easy to pronounce.
What do? Do you stay in your hotel room while you're on the road and practice saying these names?
You know what we do? We have a rookie dinner every year with the Golf Channel commentators and all the rookies, and we meet them all. And one of the first things you ask some of the players is, how do we pronounce your last name? They tell you, and we pass it around, and it becomes second nature to you when you get invested in the property and the product, and when you're covering these incredibly talented ladies each and every week.
Absolutely.
You don't, you know, I guess I get a little blind to the fact that you know, you have all these different Asian countries represented, names that don't roll off the tongue of an Anglo that easy. And to all of us, it's second nature. They're just our friends. They're great players. We get along awesomely with them, and they're a pleasure to be around. There really isn't a bad person, somebody that you don't look forward to seeing on the entire LPGA Tour. And you can't say that about other sports. You can't say that about men's golf. You know, it's the sport itself is full of a lot of good people, but across the board, they're all great. You know, I call them kids still because they're all so much younger than me.
Of course, they're kids. Yes.
It's a real pleasure to be out here.
Yeah. You know, okay, now let's go back to Stacey. Stacey can be so strong, and she's doing the one thing that she never did a couple of years ago. She's missing at the end. She's a happy person, obviously. She's married, and she doesn't look happy necessarily when she can't close. What's your take?
I think that Stacey's just having trouble putting. She is a very pleasant person to be around. She looks grumpy on the golf course. We talk about that a little too much at times, I think, and you see those reactions on Twitter as well. But, she'll figure it out. Just recently married and you know, has different priorities maybe a little bit in life now. And I think she'll be just fine.
Yeah, no, I never thought of her being necessarily grumpy on the golf course, just maybe disappointed in her performance, you know, which is something that anybody would be. It's like, darn, I missed that again, you know, it's short. It's like, that's the one thing I was watching. It just seemed like her putts just die right before the hole. Like, there's not enough conviction in the ball rolling there. I'm not a great putter, you know, but I'm certainly nowhere near the performance level of these fabulous women who are young women, but they're so mature for their age. And so it's like frustrating. And when I was watching the Olympics, it's like, come on, Stacy, make it go, you know, hit it. I'm not sure who was commentating. How was it at the Olympics?
Yeah, the Olympics was cool. You know, it was way better than expected. We, because of all the bad publicity to come out of Rio in the months and almost year leading up to it, we were all a little hesitant. And then we'd heard from people that were already over there that it was way different than the advanced buildings. It was safe, that it was fun, that it was nice, and nobody was getting sick, nobody was getting robbed. And then we got over there, a few of us got over there, because I only covered the women's golf competition, got over there late in the men's competition and went out and watched Saturday and Sunday of that. Wow. And it was just, I mean, it was moving. It was really something. And I think it caught the men by surprise as well, how much it meant to them once the flag went up and they were playing for an Olympic medal and representing their country. I don't think many of them expected it. And I know to a man, the I don't know, was it 35 men who decided they weren't going to go? To a man, they all regret it. They've all hinted at it. Jordan's the only one who had the guts to say it publicly that he wished he had gone. But yeah, they know they missed out on something very big there, and it ended so nicely. And then I was in the tents by the 18th green when the men were finishing, and then they raised the flags. And of course, Justin Rose got the gold medal. They played, the national anthem. Yeah. And I was there with Peter Dawson. Well, Peter Dawson was on the green, but before that, he was in the room with Tim Fincham, Pete Bevacqua from the PGA of America, the commissioner of the European Tour, Mike Davis from the USGA and the president of the USGA and all the power brokers that could possibly be in the entire game of professional golf. And there were a lot of wet eyes during that medal presentation ceremony. It was really something special. And by the time the women took the course, they had already, I mean, it got so resoundingly supported throughout the world. Some of the biggest TV numbers in the history of the game, universally. The largest rated ever golf competition on TV in the UK, ever in history. Numbers in the United States that rivaled the Masters throughout the world. You do the trends on Google search, and that was the easiest way to see the impact it was going to have on creating interest in the game in countries that had no idea what golf was. It was really something special. And the women, I think they anticipated a little more. They embraced it a lot earlier than the men did, and then they anticipated it. And that, though, I saw Stacy when I was walking with the final group coming up to the 18th green, and I saw she was standing inside the ropes waiting to congratulate NB Park on her win, and she looked like she'd seen a ghost. That silver medal probably would have meant more to her than any trophy in her entire career. Wow. That's just a silver medal.
Wow. Yeah. No, it's the Olympics. I cry just watching on television. I can't imagine being there in person. And I don't blame any of the guys, you know. Yeah, they regret not being there, but they had lots of stuff tugging at their sleeves. And if you've got somebody tugging at your sleeve and you love them and you want to take care of them, you want to reassure them, there are reasons everyone had for declining, whatever they happen to be. You know, it is what it is. They'll be there next time. They'll be in Japan. They're not going to say no then. This is Jerry Foltz, Golf Channel On Course reporter. He was at the Olympics, of course, for the LPGA, and I call it the LPGA, for the women's event, the U.S. The golf event. It's funny, and I stumble through all of that because, you see, to me, the LPGA is already the Olympics. It's like it's always the Olympics on the LPGA. Look at the flags that are flying on this leaderboard. They were the same flags that we saw, but opening up some of the women, the young woman from Russia with her hat, you know, the young girl from India, you know, the from Morocco. We saw people and got to know them, and that's the beauty of Olympic coverage. We get to know, right? It was awesome. The LET exposure, the Ladies European Tour. I'd love to get somebody on from the LET. It's been very challenging. they're a very busy bunch of people with, you know, a short staff. But Yeah, it must have been awesome. Absolutely awesome.
It was. You know what? Our analyst, Karen Bell, said it best. She said, you got the two best players from all these countries who might not have the chance to play the LPGA, who might not be good enough to, or have the funding or the dream or the skill to do it, but they're playing for their country in the highest level sporting event in the history of the world, the Olympics. You know, there's one winner for a gold medal. They have its greatest consolation prizes there could possibly be in a silver and bronze medal, which you don't have in a regular professional golf tournament. And then every single one of the 60 players can forever call themselves an Olympian, and there's no higher designation in sport, in my opinion. So that made it something very, very special. I hope, you know, the IOC votes next fall on whether to continue it past the 20 games. And I think once they saw the TV numbers, I think it should be a matter of formality, but hopefully it does stay in for a long, long time, because it really did. It not only helped grow, it opened a lot of eyes. Men's
golf. Okay, we're losing you just a little bit. Are you moving around?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah,
nope.
There you go. We're just a lot of equipment.
Men's competition. Yeah, there's a lot of people in here. So the men's competition on Sunday was the only sold-out Olympic venue that day.
I love it. I absolutely love it. I want to talk to you a little bit about Michelle Wee because, of course, you know, we're concerned and we don't know what's happening because we don't see her as much as we used to. What is your feelings? How is she? Let's just start with this, very simple, without you doing a lot of analysis. How is she?
She's fine. She's a happy, well-adjusted kid. Nobody likes playing bad golf. As a professional golfer, the only thing is the best thing in the world is playing good golf. Everybody thinks you have this dream job, but there is nothing in the world worse than playing bad golf. And she's playing very bad golf right now. She has been for the better part of a year. And putting your finger on why is the great mystery, isn't it? She's the most over-scrutinized player in the history of women's golf. And she has been since she was 14 years old, so... we all have our theories. We all would love for Michelle Wee to be competitive because she is still, to this day, the number one draw in TV ratings for women's golf, probably the third overall in all of golf when she's playing well. But right now, she seems to be not much more than a curiosity, and you have to think a lot of it's been brought on herself. She's so overly technical with her game, and when she was that 12, 13, 14-year-old kid with that big free swing that Ernie L's nicknamed the Big Wheezy, and just went out to see and play, seemed to play instinctive golf the same way Lydia Ko does, the same way Arya Jutanugarn does. That was, we really wish she could get back to that.
I do too. I mean, we all do. David Ledbetter said she promised she wasn't going to tinker this year. And I'm not sure.
She tinkers every day, every single day. She does. She's got her dad on the bag now. And, you know, her parents have been overly scrutinized the whole time as well, and they want nothing more than what's best for her. They love her to death, and she wants them around her. They wouldn't be there. I don't think they're the problem like so many other people do. The problem is she's too smart for her own good. She's trying to master a game that can't be mastered. Golf is taught as a science, but it's played and executed as an art, and she brings that scientific mindset to it every step of the way. And, you know, if she were to listen to someone outside, if she were to ask my advice, or anybody else's, I think a lot of people would say the same thing. Mine would be to not go to a driving range for a month, to never hit a practice ball, and just go out and play golf every day. Just play golf, not thinking about your swing, not thinking about your putting stroke. Just tee it up and hit it without even warming up, and she might get back to the joy and the addiction and the artistic part of playing golf the way you have to perform at the level you need to be successful out here.
You know what's bizarre about what you just said? She is an artist. That is her.
I know. That's strange, isn't it?
Yes.
She is actually an artist, yes.
I mean, she can't, but she brings this thinker to the game, and she should just let her artist brain come to the game and get the thinker, throw the thinker off the course.
Well, why don't you tell her that? Somebody needs to. I would hope.
I'm not sure anybody can. You know, that's the thing about... Yeah. Playing the game, you know, that you can get a lot of input and insight, but when you're as intelligent as she is, she's just going to have to go and find out for herself. And I just, you know, the only thing I worry, you know, the only thing you wonder is if it's going to take too long, you know, when
yeah.
past her quote unquote athletic prime, you know, if there is such a thing in the game, and she's so strong and yet she has injuries, you know, it's such a delicate balance. And all, yeah, I wish I could say, hey, go yeah. paint, go get your paintbrush and pretend that's your golf club, you know?
Yeah. I really just hope that if she does ever figure it out, if she gets back to playing golf the way she's capable of doing, that the years of anguish and mental luggage that's being built up right now doesn't completely destroy any ability she has to regain that confidence.
And that's a really good point. Yes, that's something. Yes. Jerry Foltz, you're so insightful. It's so wonderful watching you on Golf Channel, and I feel honored that you had the time to stop by and talk with me inside the clubhouse. This is so very cool. Jerry Foltz.
I love it.
Golf Channel On Course reporter. At the Olympics, and I would have been standing there with tears running down my eyes and incapable of speaking, so you held it together. Were you crying?
Oh, yes. Oh. Absolutely. You know, the best part of it was when I got done on Sunday, we had our interviewer there, Steve Sand, so right. I didn't have to do interviews because I don't think I could have interviewed NB Park. Uh-huh. I really don't think I could have pulled it off without crying because she stood there so stoically on that stage, on that podium, receiving the gold medal. There's no player... No athlete, I don't think, in all of the Olympics in Rio that was under more pressure than her. She was under so much scrutiny from home mm-hmm. for even taking the spot because she hadn't played. She'd been mm-hmm. hurt. She hadn't even played. And when she did play, she was terrible. Mm-hmm. So there were so many people in her country saying she was being selfish by even going, by taking up a spot for somebody else. And, of course, anything but a gold medal would be a disappointment in Korea. South Korea. They were hoping for a podium sweep and for her to stand up in the most pressure she's ever faced in her entire life and do the one thing, the one crowning achievement that she had yet to do because she never had the chance to, which was win an Olympic gold, that was really something. You could see a look of contentment in her eyes, and I just don't know when she comes back. She's already withdrawn from the last major, the Evian Championship, in a couple weeks. And we're not sure because she's hinted at wanting to start a family. She might be nearing the end of her career, and what a way to go out.
Yes.
What a way to go out.
Yes, and then I saw something about her not retiring. I'm confused. As long as she's happy, that's what's important. Right now she's stellar, and I hope she plays again because it's just fascinating watching her be so composed and be able to just... You know, not let the emotion show. That's what blows my mind about NB Park. Jerry Foltz, thanks for being on.
It was a pleasure, Danielle. You take care.
You too. Aloha. I want to thank the people who make this show possible. Our new sponsor is Raynor Doors. The overhead door used to protect the Lamborghini showroom provide lasting security and safety. If Lamborghini does, then you know it's good for your business or your home because they have some really good specials for residential homes. You know, the place is really great. $100 off, $800 off, depending on the door you pick. Give them a call. Raynor Doors. Claude Brousseau, Master PGA Professional, two-time Aloha Section PGA Teacher of the Year. You need a lesson with Claude Brousseau. Lady Ha Bakery, my favorite, always perfect. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, doesn't matter. It's Lady Ha Bakery at the counter or at the table, wherever you are. You know, it's funny. It's like serendipity. All of a sudden, you see somebody you haven't seen. Yeah, you're on Maui. You're on Oahu. How long are you going to be here? That's Lili Ha Bakery. Poipu Bay Golf Course, 18 championship holes, hosted the PGA of America Grand Slam of Golf for over 10 years. An outstanding golf course for golfers of all abilities. The Poipu Bay Golf Course, Kauai's South Shore gem. Creative plumbing, whether you're a building, a shopping center, a home, a custom home, a townhouse, you got to give Creative Plumbing a call because your plumbing's got to be done right. And it doesn't matter if it's brand new or if you're doing a reno on a 40-year-old building, Creative Plumbing, it can be older than that. I'm just using that as a... The Signature Steak and Seafood Restaurant. The steak is beautiful. The ahi is so expertly done, and the wine selection by the bottle or the glass. And then they've got that new Fuji apple pie that's excellent, a la mode. Tastes so good. Wonderful service, beautiful view from the 36th floor at the Ala Moana Hotel, valet parking, of course. And Futuristone. Futuristone's master craftsmen. They'll turn your building, your company's project for a beautiful front area, whether it's maybe a parking lot, check out their pavers. If your parking lot is in a environmentally sensitive area, there's this fabulous mesh that you can put between the earth and the pavers so that nothing goes through to the soil below and everything is fabulous. Thank you for your mana. Remember, if you're at Kapalua, your military veteran active duty, this weekend, Plantation and the Bay Course, free. Call them. Aloha. You can always hear us at radiogolfclub.com. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on The Golf Club.
Copyright 2016.